Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Kimpton Surfcomber, and I'm here with Mohan Koka. Did I say that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And he's the general manager of this really property that many of you may know before, because it's really right on the strip in South Beach. All this historic stuff, an incredible building. And we're here on the brink of spring break, which is a big season for you. But we're going to find out all about what's going on at the Kimpton Surfcomber today and into the future on Insider Travel Report. Mohan, first of all, tell us a little bit about the history of this hotel.
Thank you, James. It's great to meet you, and thank you for being here. The Surfcomber is an iconic hotel, and it's been around since the late 1940s. And many people may not know this, but this used to be two different hotels.
Right.
It was a Surfcomber on the left and the Seacomber on the right of us, and they both operated as independent hotels for, I think, north of 20, 25 years. And at some point in the 60s or 70s, that's when they combined the two properties. And if you're on the street, you'll notice an atrium separating the two buildings. And that atrium is to signify that they are two independent historic structures and that were brought together. And in that reimagination, the pool was reimagined, and the whole access to the beach was rethought out, and it's been iconic ever since, and it still is today.
When did it become a Kimpton?
It became a Kimpton in 2011.
Okay.
So we've been a Kimpton for 10 full years, and hopefully we'll be a Kimpton for a long time to come.
Well, as I told you before, I've walked by this hotel many times and actually have gone into it. I don't know if it was for a meal or whatever, but it is that stretch of South Beach that everybody is so familiar with. Got a lot of iconic properties up and down the beach, and yours is one of them, that's for sure.
It certainly is. It is on a beautiful stretch of historic Art Deco properties, and you just and people that appreciate architecture really take a moment to pay attention to the details of this structure inside and out, from the portholes to the way the balconies are built, and there's an incredible amount of detail that leads back to a not-to-be-forgotten era.
Absolutely. It is a beautiful setting. Now, tell us a little bit about the accommodations you offer. Actually, it's in the two buildings, in terms of categories. And how many rooms total?
So we have 186 total rooms.
Pretty big for Miami South Beach, right?
It is pretty big for a boutique hotel, and for many of the properties down here, they tend to be on the smaller side. And these two buildings tend to be long, stretching out towards the beach. We have some incredible oceanfront rooms and these massive balcony terraces that we're able to accommodate some of our guests with. So our rooms are. Our rooms were recently renovated,
it's
mentioned. So we, our ownership and us, Kimpton, we decided to take advantage of the downtime we had last year during the closure, and utilize that time to refresh our rooms and our lobby, and came back in late October, November, looking fresh and rejuvenated to take on a post-COVID era.
No, they are really refreshed. The color schemes are all great, and it really is very comfortable. Now, tell us a little about another aspect of the hotel that's pretty important, is the dining and food and beverage.
Absolutely. Kimpton has always operated as hotels and restaurants, and we take a lot of pride in making sure that your hotel experience is excellent, but your dining experience is truly memorable. And we have two incredible outlets: the Social Club, which is right on Collins Avenue, has a ton of street frontage and is great for people watching on the sidewalk. And Social Club has been reimagined recently with our refresh, with a South of France touch, and our chef that comes from Uruguay, he brings his he actually brings his grandmother's recipes to the table.
That's what's in those empanadas.
Exactly what you tasted last night. So he talks about those empanadas. He talks about how his grandmother taught him how to make them, how to roll out the dough and make them fresh. And he follows her guidance to this day. And they taste incredible. So you got to come down for those empanadas like you did. And
yeah, you said that April 8th is National Empanada Day, and you're having a little celebration down here, right?
We are. We can't wait. He's sketching out the plans for it, and it's going to be an incredible day. And then now that's out front facing the street, and you walk deeper into the property, and right behind us is the High Tide, which is our beach bar and grill. Chef Javier has done a complete turnaround on this menu as well. And this restaurant caters to guests that are relaxing by the pool, that are hanging out in our incredible Vines cabanas, and anybody that's lounging out on the beach as well. But more importantly, we also welcome people that are on the boardwalk. So we want to make it a very inclusive and welcoming experience. But what we've been able to do here is really bring in, we are in South Beach, it's a health conscious community, so we're trying to balance out the heavier foods that most people like to eat when they're lounging out, with lighter bites and healthier options, so from salads, which all can be converted to wraps, and some delicious guacamole. Who can resist that?
You're making me hungry right now. I got to tell you, we had a lovely meal last night here. It was incredible. I got the empanadas and some pizzettas. It was a lighter menu because I guess you're really only offering the full menu right now, like 4 days a week, if I recall.
For dinner, correct. We are offering the full menu 4 days a week, and with the goal of expanding that as we go through the next weeks and months. But Chef also introduced a really cool concept. We call them party boats because we have several cabanas and we're restricting capacity to six people now. But these boats are laden with goodness, and you get everything from empanadas that you already love to healthier wraps to dips and chips and dips and so on. And it's great. It's a great way to start off a small party with your family and in one of our incredible cabanas.
No, and we're actually up on a platform with all the cabanas overlooking the pool. And let's talk a little bit about the pool area and your access to the beach, which you can see in the background. You do have one main pool back here, and you got a lot of space to go relax. Some interesting, shall I say, cows. Colorful cows, if you will. They're not real cows, but tell us a little bit about all that this area.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with the most interesting part. The cows have been a part of our family since we first became a Kimpton back in 2011. And back before South Beach was what it was, the legend goes that this area was a pasture, and there was a lot of grazing, and there were pig farms and sheep and cow farms here. So we decided to borrow a little bit from that history and hold on to a few of our friends who've stayed with us for the past 10 years and have kept us company, and you find them in different parts of the hotel in the backyard, different days. One day they're grazing, another day they're greeting guests.
There you go. You can movable cows, I guess, right?
And talking about this backyard, we are incredibly proud. I mean, when you come to Miami and Miami Beach, you come to your room is your little respite, but the sanctuary is really out here, and we have one of the largest backyards in all of South Beach, for the size of property in particular. So our guests have this incredible room to stretch their arms. And when you combine that with the beautiful cabanas, as well as the this area behind us, which combines different textures on your feet, from sand to grass to boardwalk and so on, you truly get a sense of the outdoors here in Miami. And then right across from the gate is one of the widest beaches in all of the
named island. One of the best beaches around, right?
Yes, it is. So we're incredibly fortunate to have this spectacular backyard and the access to the beach. And one thing you're never going to be far away from is a cocktail and some good food.
Well, I'm all for that. So that's like that. Now let's talk a little bit about how you got through the whole pandemic. I know you mentioned you were closed for a period when you did your renovations, and obviously a lot of hotels were closed, but only for a few months, right?
That's correct. I mean, as it was for our entire industry, it was an extremely difficult period for all of us. One of the hardest things that we had to do was losing employees that had been a big part of our family, and most of whom have come back, and we're excited about that. We were closed in the latter part of March by city mandate, and then we reopened in early June. June through, say, October, November were difficult months. So we stayed true to our company mandates and our the policies that were set forth, but it was up to us to enforce them. So we became extremely vigilant, and we're happy to be this far along. But what we want to be careful about is not to let our guard down in this stage of the game.
So you were Kimpton. I know you told me you were at Lowe's for a while, but you have a lot of experience with this. And 20 years down here qualifies you as a South Beach resident.
It does.
And you enjoy it. So obviously you've stayed here.
How do you not enjoy where we're standing right now, James? It's hard. I get to come here to go to work and get paid for it, and I love every minute of it.
Now let's talk about the outlook. Obviously, we're about ready to head into spring break. So tell us a little bit about what the business looks like for spring break and beyond into the summer.
Yeah, spring break is historically a very very busy and an active period for us. What is different about this year is we are most of the hotels in this area are going to be close to capacity, and what we are not doing is having gatherings. We're trying to give a safe environment for everyone that is traveling for spring break, and maintaining that becomes our number one priority. But it's going to be a busy few weeks coming up. The outlook going into May and June. Being in South Florida, we also have the advantage of when it does get cold up north, people have the ability to run down here and take advantage of the sunshine. So as things start to warm up in the north, we're optimistic that we'll continue to have a strong Q2 and going into the summer. We're also excited that that group travel and business travel is slowly starting to trickle back in. Meeting planners are starting to call us back, and that influx of volume has certainly increased in the past 4 to 8 weeks. We're hoping to bring that balance back to our mix of business as we go into the latter parts of this year.
Although I guess for now you might have lost a bit of your Europe market, because that traditionally they come down to Miami South, but as in the summer they would come. But we'll see. We'll have to see whether they can get out.
That is correct. So we'll wait and see. The domestic market has really come in strong for us so far, and we're hopeful that the international market will start to come back. The number of flights have been slowly increasing, so we just hope to stay on that trend and bring European and Latin American travel back strong.
Now, what is your target market really? I mean, who do you cater to?
We are an important part of the Intercontinental Hotel Group as a brand, and we have a wide range of guests. So seasonally, our guest profile varies, but we have over the years become a resort that caters to families and young bachelors and bachelorettes alike. So we've kind of expanded our sweet spot, if I can call it that, and we're excited for that. And once the international travel starts to come back in, the summer brings a lot of kids, and Surf Cumber was not a kid-friendly hotel several years ago, but we're far from that. We've incorporated a key element called day life into our DNA. So every single day, We have activities that range from yoga and boot camp to aquazumba to kids activities if it's during Easter or the holidays. But it keeps our guests active and entertained while they're here, and gives them a sense of true place that they're in Miami Beach.
No, and it does seem to cater. And I did stumble on a bachelorette party yesterday when I was in the restaurant, and the girls seemed to be having a good time. So obviously I saw that part of the market. Mohan, is there anything else you want to get out to our 85,000 travel advisors about the best way their clients can experience this wonderful property?
Absolutely. The best way to come in here is to our biggest asset here is our team. The property is gorgeous. Our renovations are incredible, but our staff is some of the friendliest you are going to find in South Beach, and it's with that we call it Kimpton love, and you will feel that every time you talk to one of our employees. What I would highly recommend is ask them. When I travel on vacation, I like to go off the beaten path. I want to understand where the locals go for a quick glass of wine after a long day's work.
If it's not at the Kimpton, because I know you have your wine program, right?
That's right. So what I would do is make sure that you take advantage of our bicycle program and explore. Ask our team about the little bars and the little Cuban cafe coffee places that they go to, and go and get yourself a little shot of Cuban coffee and go and try a little mojito and a pina colada in one of these interesting bars, and then make sure you come back in time for our wine hour every day at 5 o'clock and enjoy those incredible empanadas while you're at it.
Well, Mohan, thank you so much for hosting me at this wonderful property. As again, I passed by it many times, but it's the first time I've actually stayed here. It's great to meet you, to understand the hotel a little better. So hopefully Mohan's given you an idea of how to make this experience great for your clients. And really, it's a great option here in South Beach. And it's gotten through the pandemic, as we all are. But now we're ready to go. And hopefully you're going to get a lot more business in the future. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Thank you all.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.